You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back, everyone. Yesterday, I was going over some quotes from different congregations, the different denominations, on what they say and their admissions about how the Sabbath was illegally and unlawfully, without authorization from God, changed from Saturday to Sunday by man. And was started to tell you about my friend has a church just south of Atlanta, and his name is Willie Woods. Talked about how one Sunday morning he had been studying on the Sabbath and various things, and one Sunday morning he gets up in the pulpit and he tells everybody that they're there on the wrong day of the week, that they're sinning. They're not keeping the fourth commandment like they're supposed to. That if people wanted to know why he was not going to be there anymore on Sunday, that they should show up next Saturday, and he was going to explain it to them. So when he's telling me the story, I says, well, Willie, what happened? And he says, split them right down the middle. He said, next Sabbath, there were people that showed up, hadn't been to church in a year. He had about 300 people in his congregation. And he said, there was chairs in the aisle. There was people standing on the sides and in the back and everywhere. They were winding out the door even. Everybody wanted to hear about how crazy Willie had lost his mind. He says, so what happened? What was the result? He says, split them right down the middle. He says, about half the people walked out after he explained the Sabbath to him and read from the Bible and showed him how it was Saturday and not Sunday. They walked out never to come back, and about half of them stuck around. So you see, your preacher cannot tell you this truth. If he did, half of the church would get up and leave and walk out. They'd go bankrupt, belly up, broke. And chances are the church board would get together and fire his butt. How dare he tell people about the Sabbath? And they can't stand for that. You see, most people don't like it. Most people don't want it. They don't want to do what God says to do. They're not willing to. They don't love him so much that they'll do anything that he asks. As long as they know it's in the Bible and it's real and it's from God, the amount of people that say, I want to know the truth and the truth only. I don't care about anything else. I love Jesus. I love my Father. I want to do what's right. Most people are not willing to do that. Some will say it, but most people are not willing to do it. In the back of your mind right now as you're listening to this, the vast majority of people saying, this guy is crazy. Hey, maybe I am. Why don't you open up your Bible and see what God says? He wrote this in stone with his own finger and said, forever. Takes us all the way back to creation to clear up any confusion as to what day this is. You can't find Sunday mentioned as a day of worship in the Bible, because it isn't. It doesn't exist. It's always the Sabbath. Jesus kept the Sabbath. The apostles kept the Sabbath. The early church kept the Sabbath. Why don't you? Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath. Time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.